are on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara Klada Shaila, we have just one Tosfos on the previous sugyam. If Chayve Kofa, you're Mamashkin, or if you're not Mamashkin, this for us to say that just like Chatois Vashomais, you're not Mamashkin because I don't have to be afraid he won't pay since it involves his Kapore. Who had in by Kofa? Well, maybe the mentality of a person is that Chatois Vashomais, he realizes his need for a Kapore. Because he did a chet, so memele, there's no need to be mamashkin. But over here, there's a svare who loichoto, memeine da azik, so he doesn't really feel guilty, that this guilt should motivate him to pay the kaifa. There's another svare, by chai v'chatoish, you give to gevoya, here you give to a person, to the yoshim, so it doesn't have a chayma. So Tosfos says, Chai b'kofa mai b'yershei hanizik atzmai miboilei im yecheilin l'mashkina. This, I saw in a tereshmu, Tosfos is a very big chiddush, that the yershei hanizik have a tvius moment, even though we hold kufre kapore, but the kapore is the tashlumei nizokin to the yershei hanizik, and the yershei hanizik, if we will assume that we cannot rely on his guilt feeling to pay kofer, that means he might ignore his chiyuv. So even though he hold kufre kapore, the yorshei hanizik are capable of being memashkin, the baal asher, because the kapore is that they're receiving the tashlumi nizokin of the mace, some mele, they are bekoyach to be mamashkin. If I will say that this is worse than chatois vashomais, chayren, if you hold the main mazik, seems also they have a tvius moment. Tana rabono. Now we're going to learn a meira deke sugye with muyim deke chedushim. Tana rabono. Sha'aloi b'cheskas tam. A person borrowed a share. B'cheskas tam. He was under the impression that this was a tam. V'nim tzamu'et. And l'maise, we find out that it's a mu'et. So the din is b'aylem mishalmen chatzinezek. The b'aylem pei chatzinezek. V'shoyel mishalem chatzinezek. And the shayel will pay chatzi nezek. What does Rashi say? V'nimtza mu'et v'hizik b'beis shayel. Is b'aylem mishalmem chatzi nezek v'shayel chatzi nezek. K'nitirusa d'tam miyeh kibol alei. The shayel, even though he was ignorant that it was a mu'et, but he realized it could be a tam. So when he became a shayel, so, the shmira of a tam, he was mekabel, because every share has a potential to be a tam. Ubailem hoyel veloy hidiyuhu. Like this, if a shema is aware of all his obligations, and he was peshay b'shmira sasheil, so the shema pays the complete nezek. But over here, the shema was not informed that the share is a mu'it. So memele, the chelik habaylim, the second half of the that's mashum the nezik sholim, hoye v'loy heidiyuhu mishalmen achatzi. So the baylim will pay the second half. Now the Braisa says further, huad bebei shoyel, what is if it became a mu'ed by the shoyel? Another case, the second case is that he took a borrowed a tam. By the shoyel, it became a mu'ed. And now he returned, after this man shayla ended, he returned it to the bailam. Bailim Mishalmim Chatzinezek, the Bailim pay Chatzinezek, that means the Bailim Vishayo Potamiklu. So here we're saying a Chiddush, that even though it became a Mu'ud already, but when it goes back to the Bailim, it becomes a Tam. And the Bailim pay Chatzinezek and the Shailas Potam. What does Rashi say? Who had bebei shoyl? Shehizik b'soich yemei she'ilosai gimbal pa'omim. B'chziroi lebailim v'achar ka'achizik. And then it was mazik by the bailim. Bailim mishalmim chatzinesik. And it's a murdik echidish. It's a mu'ed. Lekamim aforish taimer. The kosova rishus mishana. That the Tan of this Baraisa holds Rishus Meshane, so even though it had a Teres Mu'it by the Shoyal, but since it's changed the Rishuyais and now it's by the Mashal, so the status of the Shoyal changes and becomes by the Shoyal, it was a Mu'it. By the Mashal, it is a Tan. Now we have really have a problem. So if there's a din of Rishus Mishane, that the status of the Sher changes by each new Rishus, so Voskeit Meron, Sholei Becheskas Tam Venim Semuit, here it says you have to go and pay Nezik Sholem. The Sher pays Chatzin Nezik, the Mashal pays Chatzin Nezik. Let us say Rishus Mishane, and it became a Tam, by the Shoyal. So this is going to be the Gemara's Kasha later. But now the Gemara is going to explain this Beraisa. Oh, Mama. Shaloi Becheskas Tam Venim Tzamuit Bailim Mishalm Chatzinezik Beshoyal Chatzinezik and the Shoyal Pais Chatzinezik Bamai Leimalei Tura Shili Arya loy she'ilik. Why is the shoyel bechlal mechuyev to pay anything? What is what Rashi says? Arya loy she'ilik. Netiruse da arya loy kabilis olay. Ditam have loy have nogach. That means when I borrowed this shoyel, I was under the impression it's a shoyel. So therefore, in the Kabbalah's Shmira that I'm a Kabbal, my obligations is to watch for a Tam. Now, if it would have been a Tam, this would never would have occurred. Now it was Negev because it's a Mu'ud. I wasn't informed this is a Mu'ud. If I would have been informed, I would have borrowed it. So, Memele, so I'm not responsible for the Hezek that happened. So Memele, I should be Potter and Ganser. Omar Rav, Oche b'mayaskinon shehikir boy shehu nakhen. It's speaking about, Taka, he did not know that this shir was a mu'it, but he saw this shir was a very wild shir. That's what he saw. He could see that he's in for... When he's borrowing the shirl, he won't be able to ignore the shirl. He'll need a lot of shmira to make sure the shirl won't be masik. So he can't say this time. What does Rashi say? Shehikir boy shu nakrim. Avalo yoda shenogach gimul negiches. He didn't know that it's a mu'ed. That he didn't know. But he knew he is that this is a tam halachically, but it's a nakhin. He can't say that the whole thing was a shaila betois, because if I would have been aware that I'll have to watch it carefully, I never would have borrowed it. He can't say that because he saw right away that it's a very wild shir. It's a tam nakhin. So Memele Vahava Leilin Ture. So he realized and he was mekabel on himself also that he has to watch it. He can't say he thought that this was a lemele. He was aware that it's a nakrin. So Memele That's why he's chayiv chatzi nezek. B'nei malei, tam she'ili mu'ed loy she'ili. So let him tain another tain. Good. I realized I'm a chuyiv to watch it. But lemaise, the dine tashlumim, which I'm mechuyev to pay, there's a different seder of a tashlumim. So memeila, I was under the impression, even though I realized that I'll have to watch it carefully, but the whole shaila was, anatam mu'ed lo she'ili. So memeila, I should not have the obligations of a mu'ed. So the Gemara says, Mishim da'omalai, soif soif, itam have a palginiske boy shalumi. So the Gemara says, now, a fellow would be a tam, but chatzinezik, you'll have to pay. Is zil shlim palginiske. So that's what we're asking you. We're not telling you to pay more. Enechanami, it's a mu'ed. A mu'ed is mechuyv to pay nezik shalom, but that's not your headache. But al kaponim, you should pay chatzi nezik. V'nei malei, so the Gemara says, no, let the shayl say like this, no, there's a big chilek. Itam have mishtala migufei. It would be a tam, so I don't have any headache whatsoever. Tam is mazik, so it's mishtala migufei, and I don't have to pay for my money at all. Now that it's a mu'ed, now I have to pay for my money. So weiter, it's a shayla betoys. Rashi says, migufay v'loy mishali. What is the gilsa v'loy maliyah? Now you're telling me to pay for my money. So the Gemara answers, mishum da'omalei soif soif at lafture bois lishlumi ledidi. So he tells them, yeah, you're right. If it would have been a tam, the nizik would take the shayla. But you'd have to pay me. I mean, the whole hesed came about through you. So, Memela, you'd have to reimburse me for the Dmei Asher. If Taka would have been that time, she'd have to pay me for the Dmei Asher. So, night of the Oche, you were Mekabel Shmirim, that if a hesed occurs, Zichr the Nizek will take the Guf Asher, but you'll have to pay me. So, Memela, that's all I'm asking. So not pay. So pay the Nizek. What's the Chilek? Let us see the bottom Taisvis. Lav ture bois lishlumi. Bim taima. He have it tam. Lay have him mishtalim ella to meisha asher shovet. No, there's a big chilek. If it would have been a tam, let's say the tam, the nezik was $1,000. And chatzi nezik is $500. And the sher is worth $400. So he comes with a good time. He's telling, if this would be a tam, so that's true, they take away the share, I owe you $400. Now you're telling me to pay you $500. I pay chatzi nezek. So memele, so that was a shayla betoys. Bim taim ayavetam, lehavim mishtalim, ala kamoisha asher shovet. Vahashtem mishalim, kol chatzi nezek meili, afa pishen asher shovet kol kach. V'yeshloimah, so Taisus answers, v'hashto nami lay mishalem ela kishov yeshel sherein achanami. That's 100% true. The share is only worth $400. He's paying $400. He didn't tell me it was a mu'ed. So memela, I'm only mechuyev to pay how much I would have had to pay if it was mazik al tam. So I'll pay you $400. So lemaisa, if it's so, then the rest the bailam will have to pay. The bailam will pay $600 to the nizik. The name alei. In fact, the Gemara Akasha, let the shayil tell this marshal. Itam have moedine umifterano. You know, this whole thing is is a shaila betois. Itam have, if would have been a tam, have a maidine or mifterane. So I would have been maide, and I would pater myself from a mele, so weiter it's a shaila betois. That means a tam, I always have the efshorus to be maide mifter. Mele wouldn't have to pay anything. Now that it's a mu'ed, so my mele, so now you want me to pay? So the Bochber says, it's a mu'edikazach over here, the Gemara says that if it would be a tam, the shoyl could be maide or mifter. The shoyl could be maide or mifter. L'chayre, he asks, L'chayre, only the Baal Asher could be maide or mifter. He's not the Baal Asher. He's a shaima. So he says, we see from this Gemara Meiradike Chiddush that legabe did a shoyl or a shaima that has a shoyl in his possession, legabe the hezekis that the shoyl will make, he's considered a bala shoyl. He's considered a bala shoyl. He'll pay up with the marshal share. That's true. They don't have to pay the marshal for it. But Lemaise, he's considered a bala share. And therefore, a bala share, if he's made, he can pat himself. Zutrashi have a maidine, or miftere, miftarne, the paul geniske knosse, or maide beknas potas. I could have patted myself. He didn't tell me, now it's a mood, so now I'm stuck. Okay, so. I was only a shoyl if I knew that if anything would happen, I could raise the chois from Tashlumim. That's why I was a shoyl, so, because I know it could be made the miftah, as if I would have done it. Vafilu leman de yoma pal geniska mamayne. Vafilu yol pal geniska mamayne. So here, he can't say pal geniska mamayne that it would be moidim if you knew you'd had to pay. So mele, you knew if you'll be mazik, you'll have to pay. Neim alei, itam have marikno lei laagne. Now this is a moiradike Gemara, we'll soon see Taisvis. But let us just say the words, what the Gemara is saying. That the Shema says as follows. That means, I borrowed a tam. I took into account what's going to be, if it's going to be mazik. So, I'll go and, a tam pays me gufoy. So I'll go and, make it run away in a secluded area. The nizik comes to, when the nizik comes to Bezin, he wants to be gave from the Guf Asher, it's missing. So Lemaise, I could have made that the nizik never would have been kind of the Asher. So then I don't owe you any money. Because the Nizik never took the share. It's secluded. Never owed you any money in Shalom al Yisrael. But now that it's a mu'ed, we don't have the seitz anymore. Now that it's a mu'ed, so the share is lemal lemeret. They come and mon me aliyas. I'm a mele, now I don't have an eitzah. Now let us see the second Taisvis. Have a marikna leila agme. Taima, so Taisvis asks, ma taina hizu? What is the shema saying? If it would have been a tam, I would have make it disappear. I would hide it. Imkein haya oise shalai kedin? What are you taining? You're taining to Bezdin. You're timing to Bezdin that and I'm a chuyif to pay him because he told me it was a tam, and if it had been a tam, I never would have paid. What time is Mekena Yoise Shaloi Kedin? I mean, the Nizik has a right to be Goyver the Sheh. Ubi Shaloi L'Rabbi Yishmael Doma Bal Choyv Ninu, according to Rabbi Yishmael that holds Yusha Masher, Nichek Tzas, Nikola Meime Dahava Achal Nelei Hosam. Oy Mezav Nina Lei, Lehave Elo Kemazik Shibudei Shal Chaveira Yupota. Now, Amala Bekivet HaMashutvim Nino, we have a Marik, HaYagoyzo Lai Shaira Ila Nizik, he's stealing, Lai De Bezen Yeniduhu Im Lai Yishalim Im Yesh, Lai Bezen Lai Put Him In Nidu, he couldn't do such a thing. So let's analyze first the words in Tosfos. Tosfos L'chaire is saying like this. He's telling the mashal. He's telling the mashal that if it would have been a tam, you fooled me. If it would have been a tam, I would never have to pay. What would I do? I'd go in. I'd hide the shir, then I would check the shir. Mazik shibud, I don't owe the nizik anything. Mazik shibud, I shall chaveira is potter. I bedine shemaim, it's a grommer. We'll soon see about this. But let's talk in dine yodam. I would check the shir. So now the nizik would never have gotten a hold of the shir. I'm an elach, a mensch, I shechted the share, so I'll pay you for the share. I shechted your share, so I'll pay you for the share, for the meat, everything, I'll pay you the value of the share. I had a multitude of sudas from the meat of the share, and I could have avoided paying any teshlum in azaka. That's what I would have done. That was my plan. When I borrowed the share, I saw it was a wild share, so that was my plan. If it'll be mazik, I have no worries. That's also a daita dohoch. I became a shoyel. I don't have money to pay a nizik. So that was my plan. But now that it's a muad, now it's a new story already. Now you have to pay for me aliyah. Now that I don't have any aitzis anymore. So daita dohoch. I never became it's a shayla b'tois. I went into this affair, seeing it's a wild show, with this cheshbon, that I'll never have to pay extra money. That's the first half of Tosfos, davar achal nalei hosam, that I understand. Beimizav nina lei, I really don't understand what he would accomplish by this. He'll sell the share. So what if he sells the share? First of all, how can he sell the shirt? It's not his shirt to sell. Taisa means he'll sell it l'ridye, he'll sell it for charisha. Now, I feel like he sells it, the nizik gufa sells the shirt. I feel like the mazik gufa sells the shirt. The Gemara says that the nizik can be given from the lakuchis. It's like an apoiteke. There's a koil. So, what would he accomplish by selling the share? I feel like the mazik can't sell the share to be maftiya from the nizik. Less it means he'll sell it l'ridya. That means if I would sell it and the Kozman, they don't find the share, this person will be using it for harishin, will get money and so upon him, the money for the Dmei Hezik will be able to make up. Because man, they don't find the shares, they wouldn't have to pay anything. But now I don't have the seitz anymore. The mezavninah, I don't understand too well. But Tosfos says, this is davke, if you hold Yusha Masha, you hold like Rabbi Shmuel. But if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, don't meshutfeninu, he have a marika yegoizoloi, this is mamish agezel. Mazik shibudei is potter, so there was an eitzer. there was an Eitzah, it's not a Psazoi from the, it's not a proper Eitzah, but it's, I could have done this in Al Kaponim, Bedini Adam, Be Potter from Tashlumim. I could have avoided paying if it was a time. But according to Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean? I mean, you're a Gazlan. It belongs to the Nizik. What could you have done? And Bezna would be menada you, im lo yishalim im yeshloi. Bezna will tell him, you'll say you don't know where the shayr is. Bezna will put you in needy. This the shayr belongs to the nizik, and Bezna they'll force you to be megala where the shayr is. Venirali shereitz aloyma. Mitoich dvorim eile shayisi yoise, hoyenizik mispasher imi bedovamut, voyemoichali, venimsa shi sadetani ala yisrei. Now this is a muyim dike toisvis, but let's just say the words of toisvis. This shayil is tining in Bezin. He's saying this in Bezin. He says, you know, if it would have been a time, you know what, I wouldn't have paid Chatzin Nezik. Sugars, I should draw out money, Chatzin Nezik. I would have gone over to the Nizik, and I'll tell the Nizik, you know, I can make a lot of tzaras for you. Yeah, you can only be gave a migufa share. I can hide the share, and thus, and you won't have anything. Bizvas, bizven. And the Nizik hears, and he knows he's handling with a chavraman, so what do you want? Let's make a deal. I mean, I'll pay you something, but give me my water on something. So he's like this. I'm telling you, if you won't make a deal, you won't get anything. You're handling with someone who I'm able to do this. But if you want a share, be my water on chatzi nezek, and then I'll tell you right away where the share is, and I could have done it. But now it's a mu'ud, I have nothing up my sleeve, we have to pay. He's telling this to Bezin. So there's a tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshin, the Yom Shoshlami brings down the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says, other people, the Davinena learned this Taisvis, and learn from this Taisvis that can make deals with people. You can twist his arm and make a deal, and listen, if I can make you lose everything you want to get, chas v'sholem, you're not allowed to do this. And b'chlal, it's a zikha also to do. So what's pshat in Taisvis? So the Trumas Hadeshin says that the marshal did an avla to him. He did a big avla to him. You lent me a share mu'ud. Vinishtvi, this was a share tam. It's a wild share, but it's still becheske shimo. It's not a mu'ud. You did a gevaldik avla to me. So memele. So I can taina, if there is a possible, not saying he should do it, but since I could have done this, I could have twisted the arm of the Nizik, if it would have been a tam. And through that, I would only have to pay a fraction of the Chatzin Nizik. And you did an avla to me, so I'm not mechuyev to pay you more. That is the taina of the shoyel to the, that is the taina of the shoyel to the mashal. That means you're telling me that I should pay chatzi nezek. If it would have been a time, you'd have to pay chatzi. Why do you have to tell you it's a mu'it? If it would have been a time, you also have to pay chatzi nezek. So pay chatzi nezek. So you can taina it. Since you did an avla to me, if I would have known it's a mood, I never would have borrowed the shayel. So don't come with this taina that a filu would have been a time I would have to pay
I wouldn't, it's not muchach I would have to pay. A tam I have an eitzah, I would have an eitzah how to avoid paying for the chatzi nezik. And so memela, but now that it's a mu'ud, I lost this eitzah. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to pay you more than I would have to pay you if it would be a tam. And since if it would be a tam, there are a fanim that I could whittle down the payment. I could be moide. That was the first kasha. Nafilu we hold that it's mamein. So I had a different eitzah. I could have marit nalei lagma. So I'm not mechuyev to pay you more than what I was aware I'm getting. I'm not mechuyev to pay more. The nimse shiv sadetani kola yisrei. Let's see the top tesvis. Itam have meidine umiftarne. This kasha that he's tining here in Eitzah, he could pater the chiyuv with a tam, and now he can't pater the chiyuv. This is if I hold moide beknas, vachekach bo edim is potter. I hold that moide beknas is a poiter, so he's coming with a tiny, I could have pater the chiyuv through haidor bebez. But there's a man the yama that holds Maida Biknas is not a poita. No, Maida Biknas is pshat is that the mnemonis of a dos baldin does not apply by knosis. So if I'm Maida Bezin can't be mechayiv me. They can't be mechayiv me. I'll be my haido. But if Adam come later, they'll be mechayiv me. I'll be the dos Adam. So according to that man the yama, some amelib, this taina bechlal is not a taina itam have a medina mitalna. Called moide beknas vachekach boedim is chayiv. He doesn't have such a taina. So therefore, the Gemara is only asking according to one man the yoma. So vechikama afilo man the yoma palganiska mamoine who adinda have a motzi lemifrech afilo man the yoma palganiska knosa. Fully you hold Paul Geniske Knosso. Loman di yoma baide knas vachkach boeid im chayev leima le yitam ava marikna le laagme. Alochode minayin noket. I mean the Gemara could have, like the other man di yoma, the Gemara could have mentioned, according to the other man di yoma, there's not a poita, but al kaponim, the shoyel has this tiny marikna le laagme. Ve'im taima, like Tosfos Amoridike Kasha, Veheich Yochel Itoin Itam Hava Moidine, Itam Hava Mariknolei, Hokamon Shaloi Haida Veloi Imriach, Afa Pisha Yisova, Shaloi Atam, like Tosfos Amoridike Kasha, you're full of hot air. You're tining that I'm not mechuyev to pay, because if it would be a tam, I would never pay, I'd be Mariknolei Lagma, I'd have been Moide. So why did you thought it was a tam? So why didn't you go to Bezin? Why weren't you Maida? I didn't see you were Maida. You weren't Maida. You weren't Marikna Leila Agme. Finish. So I see, some of the words you're saying, but, it's not pshat is that you lost because it's a mood and it would have been a tam, you now would have lost this money. It's not true. No, you know what happened? As soon as the Nezek happened, I started running to Bezin, and someone asked, why running to Bezin? I'm running to Bezin to be Maida. I'm not interested in Pesach. What are you talking about? This share is a mood. You don't want help. So, Mamel, that's the story over here. So, if I can't, I wanted a part of myself. And now I just found out because you fooled me. You told me it was a tam. So Mamela, that's why now I can't part to myself. Before we see The next place was Kasha. Let's just go to the Gemara's Teretz. So, Bekitza, but the Gemara has over here a Cheshbin that the Shoyel Kotayne, that by not informing me, it's a Muad, I'm losing a day to the Hoch, and I was Mekabu Shmire. I mean, it's a Shaila Betois. I was Mekabal Alstam, under the impression that if a Hesek will ever happen, I'll be able to avoid paying for the Hesek. Now that it's a mood, I can't avoid it. I did the Hochech, I never was Mekabu Shmirit, so it's not my responsibility. So the Gemara says, Alohoche Mayaskinon, the Barais is speaking about going to Agdim Beidine Vitofse. Speaking it out, as soon as the Hesek occurred, there was a Bezdin right there, and Bezdin went and chapped the Sheir. Bezdin was there, mamish, a second after the Negiche. Bezdin chapped the Sheir, and L'chayre, Bezdin chapped the Sheir. There was Edim that the Bezdin chapped it, some stomach. There was Edim that saw what had happened, and so your whole taina, so we're making a kimta. That's what the Braise is speaking about. So your taina, you would have been made there. I mean, the Edom were right away made with Nei Bezdin, so you couldn't have been made there. You couldn't be Marikne. There was no time for anything. So Lamaise, Afilu, if it would have been that time, you would also have to pay. So Memele, so you didn't know it's a time. But Al Kaponim, there's no taina. So Al Kaponim, pay what you would have had to pay Saivasai Altstam. And let's go back to the Taisvis. The Taisvis Vim Taima, Aesis Taisvis made an Akimta. Taisvis said a Murdika Kash, this whole Taina of the Shoyal, we could show that he's bluffing, a Haltnish Badabai. Because why didn't he go to be Maida? Why wasn't he Marikna Leilagma? So you see that you never had such intentions. So Taisvis says, it's speaking about that Fakert, he found that right away. And so that was the Gemara's Kasha. So let the Shoyal Taine that I'm not Mechuyev to pay, because if I would have known it's a Tam, I would have patted myself. And now I found that right away, it's a Muad, so now my hands are tied. V'im time, so why does the Gemara have to say a teretz it's speaking about? Why does Gemara to say a teretz kegoin da agdim beidine v'tofsei, and therefore the shoyel did not have any opportunity to be meider, to be maritne l'agma, l'shani kegoin sheyesh edem shloi hugad loi mishas negiche ad sheyotza lebezen? So Taisa says so why do you have to make a Pesan Akimta? That means if I could prove that he never would have done such a thing, that's also sufficient. So let's say there's Edim that were with him, and no one ever informed him that it's a Muad. They were with him the whole time, and we see the Shoyal had no intentions whatsoever to be Moide, and he had no intention to Marikna Leilagme. And so Mamela is tiny, is not a tiny. So Taisa says, Holo Shriach. That means there should be Edom with them the whole time, Lezoza Yodom, Itoich Yodoi, to know that no one told them. So that's an Atshriach de Kazacht. I mean, the Vadivim and Eikam Meshani, the Kodem Bezim Betopsu. Vakel, the Gemara's Teretz is a better Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is a more practical Teretz than to say that they were Edom with him the whole time, and I can prove that his taina is not a taina. Now we're going to have a Mirdik Kasha, which is very difficult to understand. Ihochi, Bailim Amay Mishalmim Chatzin Nezek. Why do the Bailam pay Chatzin Nezek? Name Alei Atfaste Leturoi Biyodo Man Deloi Motzinu Lishtuye Dina Badei. We're going to see soon Bailam are going to have a moiridike taina on the shoyl now. The Bailam are going to have a taina before we try to understand the lumdus of the Gemara, but the Bailam is going to have such a taina. That means that you should fashteitzach that Bezdin knew the shoyl is by you, so they're sending, by the way, police to take the shoyl. So you should have, your hands are tied, but you should have secretively got the shoyl to me. This you could have done. I said, it's the taste of Rabbeinu Peretz. I mean, you couldn't be Marikna Leilagman, thus it was not your house was, but Al-Kaponim, you could have gotten the shoyl to me. And I would have Marikna Leilagman, and I wouldn't have had to pay for the shoyl. And now, because of your batlonishkeit, I have to pay for the hezek. Amar de kazach. But let's just see what the Gemara really means to ask. Now he's coming to Baba, Herta Maisa Vastutzach, the marshal is coming to Ataina to the shoyl. You have to pay for the whole hezek. If it wouldn't have been for you, I wouldn't pay a penny. I would have gotten the shirt. This is a batlonishkeit of you, that you were holding the shirt till Bezdin took it away from you. You should have given it to me secretively. This was possible. And I would be marikna leilagme. I would shecht it, and then I would eat it, and I wouldn't have to pay the nizik. So we'll see soon. So, and because of you, I have to pay. Now Bezdin got hold of the shoyl, I have to pay. So the Gemara answers that the shoyl tain is the marshal, mishum da'omalai, I had altia neloch. If I would have returned it to you, lav minoch abishokha, what are you tying it to me? I should have returned it to you, they'll take it away from you. The name olay, first, the taina was, why didn't you return it to me? So he says, if I return it to you, so what would you gain from this? I'll take it away from you. The name olay, no, the marshal taina is, yadarti neli, ava marikna leilagme. I would have made it, I would have hidden it, or make it run away to anaga. The memele, and then they wouldn't be able to be gaiva from the shayr. So the Gemara says, Mishum da'omalei seif seif lav meli ava mishtalme. So the Gemara says, so the shoyl is going to tell the marshal, as follows. He's going to tell him that how was I bafsed you money? Afilu you would have been marik the shoyl to the agam, so Bezno man me aliyah. So Mamela, what kindness do you have to me that through me you lost money? So the Gemara says, Hanicha eche de islay nichse, eche de leslay nichse ma'ika lemeima. So the Gemara says, no, but in such a case, the marshal doesn't have any money whatsoever. Now, if you wouldn't have been as Abatlin, you would have gotten the shoyl to me, and then I don't have a penny to my name. I would have been marikna leilagme, and I wouldn't pay a penny to the nizik. And because of you, I'd make a deal with the nizik. No, it's a shibud, it's mazik shibud. Here's takemazik, we're talking about a mu'ud. I would have eaten it, and I wouldn't pay a penny to the nizik. And because of you, now I have to pay money. So this is a taina that the shoyl should pay nizik shalom. We might see mammon with such a taina. So the Yamshel Shloimeh says, the mice is like this, that the marshal has tarumas on the shoyl. You know, you did a big avla to me. What's the avla that the shoyl did to? Why didn't you watch the shoyl? You have to understand, each one has tarumas on the other one. the shoyl did not watch the shoyl. The shoyl did not watch the shoyl. And because the shoyl did not watch the shoyl, now the marshal has to pay nezek shalom. So I have terumis on you. So then I can mum from you. That means since there's a possibility, I could avoid paying for the hezek if you would have given it to me. If you would have given it to me, I could have avoided paying for the hezek. So you're called a peisheya that you are mafsid me this money. That means al shayma, you are mechuyev to al koponim to see that I should never have, if there was a possibility that you did an avlet. Why should I suffer from your avlet? You did an avlet, you weren't shayma the shay properly, and that's why this whole hezek came about. So Mamela, the least you could have done would be to return the shay to me, and then I could have made sure not to have to pay. Did an avlet to me that I have to pay for the shay on hezek. So Mamela, and since you didn't do what you should, after the hezek, you didn't do what you could have done. You could have saved me to pay nezek shalom. You didn't save it for me. You didn't do this. So you're a peisheya and you're mechuyev to pay the whole hezek. That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. I'm a yodik Gemara. Now let us see Taisvitz. Ihochi bailim amay mishalmin. Chatzi nezik, lei malei atfaste lituloi. That by giving it over to Bezin, you did an avla to me. One avla you did, you didn't watch the shayl. But now, you could have al koponim saved the money for me by giving it over to me. That's the least you could have done. And by not doing that, we consider that you're a peisheya and you're chayv to pay me the money. Vimtoima Barela Hitfise Biyodayim. The Kodim Bezn Vitavsu, I didn't give it over to Bezn. Vuhulo Yahya Yedeya Shumut. What this whole Cheshbon is saying, first of all, Bezn was Teufesid. I didn't give it over to Bezn. And number two, what are you saying? I owe you Nezek Sholem. I owe you the value of the share, which is Nezek Sholem. You told me it was a tam. So what taina do you have to me that I should have returned it to you? The miyad kshenogach hoya leilocha shoysa shema humuot. That means he should have woken up of his ignorance the minute it was negeach. That means till it was negeach, he could think it's a tam, it's a wild tam. But the minute when it was negeach, he should have been chayish. Let us see Taisvis again. So Taisvis says, Taisvis asked the kasha, he didn't know that he's a muad. B'yishloimid miyad kshanogach, as soon as it was negeach, hoyel loylochush yoiser shema humut. Now we should have seen after watching this negiche, the shayr was negeach like a pro. So it means after the negiche, he should have chapped already that this shayr is a mut, and he should have realized what's going to occur. Oy leloch shem bo mu nay de koydem de gih ein leloch shkol kach la vi shein hefsed mezumen de shem lo yigach. Means till then he could assume that he won't be negeach avalach shenogach. So then mezumbonim, then he should have realized mezumbonim bezn le type. So then he should take everything what's going to happen, then bezn is going to chapet voy leloch shli zoyosh la yipel biyad bezn. So now all of a sudden it's been a hapachu, that the marshal is mourning from the shayil, the dmeyasha, you're a peisheya. For doing such an avla, I assume such a da'avla to me, I shall lose my whole shayil. If you would have been menschlich, you would have given it back to me, and I would have avoided paying for the hezek, and now because of your pshi, I have to pay for the hezek. So the Gemara says, I'm already keteretz. Achinam ye. So the Gemara says, Mishim da'om alei, because the Shayil says, Ki heiche de mish tabadno de didoch. Hochinami mish tabadno lahayech mida rabnosen. De sanye rabnosen oima, minayin lenoyshe bechaveiroi mone, bechaveiroi bechaveiroi, minayin shemaitzim mize venoysnin lo ze, amaloi me venosan laasher osham loi. Das ist ein dicker Reivet. Die Gemara ist ein Gamoim dicker Chiddush. The Marshal is coming to the Shoyl, and he's saying, you know, you're my Shoyma, you are Peshaya, you would have, if you would have given it to me, you're Mechuyiv to give back to me. Bekitzer, the Marshal is tying to the Shoyl, after this happens, you're Mechuyiv to give it back to me. Because, and I would have, if you gave it back to me, I wouldn't have had to pay. Zog the Shoyl to the Marshal, you're 100% right. 100% right. But let me ask you one thing. After this happened, you're mechuyev to give it to the nizik. I'm not talking about dreidlich, but you're mechuyev to give it to the nizik because you are mazik, the nizik shoyl. So there's a shibudi de rav nosan. You know, you owe the nizik the shoyl. I owe you the shoyl. So instead of giving it to, I owe you taka the shoyl. But instead of giving it to you, I gave it to the nizik. So meila b'svilsta for my level. So I didn't do anything wrong. You're right. I owed you the shayl, but you owed him the shayl. So I gave him. So it says meiradik echedushim. There's two meiradik echedushim in this din. Number one. The nizik never asked you to do that. You were never asked to give him the share, but that's also shibudit rav nosan. You have to ask. That's one chiddush. That means even the nizik was never teveya the shoyl, but lemaisa you owe. So I can go and give that. You're right. I owe you, but you owe him. So I can go and give him. That's one chiddush, and there's another chiddush that the Tosfos Abayin Peretz, as we see from this gemara. We are always under the assumption that Shibudit Rav Nosan works as follows. That means if Reuven owes Yaakov and Chanoich owes Reuven, so Yaakov can mourn from Chanoich. Fine, there's Chanoich owes Reuven, Reuven owes Yaakov, Chanoich can mourn. Over here, the Shoyl doesn't owe anything. The Shaila is, he has a pekodin over here. The Taina was, he thought you should have given back the pekodin. Don't hold it by you, then you should have given back the pekodin. You should have given me back. So there's a din of Shibudi de Rav Nosan in such a case also. There's a din of Shibudi de Rav Nosan in such a case. That means even though the shoyl doesn't owe anything to the marshal. The marshal owes to the nizik, but the shoyl doesn't owe to the marshal. It's just he has his shoyl by him. This is his shoyl. By him it's a pekodin. He should have returned the pekodin, and I'll know what to do. There's also a din of shibud de rav nosan, and I could go and give it straight to the nizik, even though there's no din chayv. There's no owing from the shayl to the marshal. There's only a time you should have returned my pekodin.